My name is Elena Gilbert. I'm a vampire in search of the cure.
It's a cure for immortality?
You dig up Silas, and you've got your cure.
There is only one dose.
I really want to get that cure for you.
If I gave you the cure to take for yourself, you'd give it to Elena, wouldn't you?
We all want it. Help Elena get the damn thing.
She used everything to get it.
She's here.
I trust her.
It's been too long, little Gilbert.
And we fail.
What about the cure?
For Silas.
If there was anything in there at all, it's all gone.
Where the hell's Bonnie?
I have no idea. She went looking for Jeremy last night. She never came back. Damon, Elena's in there waiting for the Gilbert ring to bring Jeremy back to life.
Okay, fine.
Wait with her.
Damon, listen to me.
Jeremy was one of the five. A hunter.
He's supernatural. The ring won't work anymore. She won't survive this. I'll find Bonnie, you get Elena off this island.
Upstairs.
Can I get you anything?
No, I'm fine. I'm just gonna sit here and wait with him until he wakes up. Let me know if you hear anything about Bonnie, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Unless you're a blonde, a Bennett witch, or a doppelganger, I suggest you steer clear.
Where is it? The cure. I know someone has it.
Yes, someone. Catherine.
Catherine? The doppelganger?
Yeah, sneaky little bitch must have been spying on us for weeks. She killed Jeremy. Or somebody did. She killed your brother. What's wrong with the fake sad face?
I didn't say I was going to miss him. But I'm not heartless. He was Elena's only family.
Good, well, you can send flowers. After you help me find Bonnie.
We need to find Catherine.
If there's one thing that's a guarantee in this miserable little world, is that Catherine Pierce is gone. We need to find Bonnie. Oh, and beware of the immortal Silas. He was asleep in that cave. He's awake now.
touch it.
And I used some of the island's herbs and berries to help treat the wound. But not being an actual witch, I can't guarantee much.
How are you healed?
It was Silas. He helped me. You did it, Bonnie. He's risen.
Get away from me.
I know you're angry with me, okay? But now you'll see everything I did. All those lives lost, they weren't in vain. Silas is going to bring them back.
What you want to do is a natural shame. You can't bring back the dead.
I think you'll change your mind now.
What do you mean now?
When Silas awoke, he had to feed to gain his strength. He'd been desiccating for almost 2,000 years. He needed blood. Jeremy was there.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me?
He drained him of his blood, buddy. Jeremy's dead.
How long has she been like that?
Ever since we found his body. She hasn't said anything except that she's waiting for him to wake up.
But he's not going to wake up. She knows that, right?
Look, deep down, I think she has to. But we're talking about Elena here. She feels grief more powerfully than anyone else. I think her denial is the one thing protecting her from letting it all in.
She can't stay like that forever.
I know, but I don't want to be the one to break her out of it. Not until we know that Bonnie's safe. Not until we get Damon over here to, you know.
Use the fire bond to convince her that everything's okay.
I'm not in denial. I know that he was supernatural. But did you see? His tattoo is gone. The tattoo had the spell that opened Silas's chamber. Maybe it being gone means that he's fulfilled a supernatural destiny. Maybe he's back to normal. It's possible, right?
I know.
It's possible, Caroline. There's a chance. It may be minuscule, but it's hope, and I'm going to hold on to that hope with everything that I've got, because there's no way that... There's absolutely no way that my brother's dead. I'm not in denial.
Hey, I know that I'm not supposed to be calling, but something happened, and I need to talk to you, Tyler. So please call me.
You know where he is?
As far away from Klaus as he can get. Klaus said he wouldn't stop until he found him.
Well, Catherine's been running from Klaus for 500 years. It's not easy, but it's possible. It's probably why she stole the cure. She wants to bargain for her freedom.
I just can't believe, after all that, the cure is just gone.
Yeah. I mean, talk about denial. In my head, I was thinking there was no way Elena was going to stay a vampire forever. And now without any family...
Well, we can't think about that right now. We need to make plans, lists. We need a funeral or a cover story, or a funeral and a cover story. I should go tell my mom, because she'll know what to do.
We should get Matt over here.
You're right. I will do that. I will call Matt, and then I will go tell my mom, and then I will make a list or a casserole or, I don't know, whatever people are supposed to do or make in these situations.
It's his body. He's starting to decompose. Tell your mom to get Dr. Fell over here.
Do you think Bonnie's dead?
I was about to say this, but I hope not.
Why don't you let me out in the open like this?
Are you afraid of the big bed, Silas?
No.
Scaredy cat.
I'm not a scaredy cat. My brother Cole drove himself mad worrying about Silas rising. It would benefit us all to be a bit concerned. And you all went to talk about being afraid. You're also scared you're 1,200 miles away from where you're supposed to be.
Great. Somebody needed to find Bonnie.
Stefan could have done that. Aren't you Elena's current love? It's so hard to keep track of these days. Shouldn't you be comforting her?
Or you're terrified of being there when she realizes that her brother's dead.
Ow.
Sorry.
Just a guy I wanted to see. Not really.
Bonnie, you drink this, it'll calm you down.
I'm not any of your stupid teens, Shane.
Bonnie. Don't let your magic get out of control, Bonnie. Bonnie! Bonnie! Wait. I'm not gonna let you fall apart. I'm not gonna let you! Silas needs you. You can bring Jeremy back. Bring everyone back. And you're gonna help him, okay? You're gonna see Jeremy again.
Elena? Meredith, what are you doing here?
I came to check on your brother. May I?
Yeah, you're not gonna find any vitals. The same thing that Rick used to go through. He'd just be dead until then, he wasn't. Once I remember, he was gone for almost an entire day. Rick died like 4 times before he lost his mind, and Jeremy's died a few times too. 3, I think. So we're gonna have to. So we'll have to keep an eye on him, because I don't want him to go crazy just like Rick did.
Elena, it looks like Jeremy died of extreme blood loss. His neck also appears to be broken. The lack of blood explains why there's no lividity, but his muscles have tightened past the point of rigor mortis.
No.
If he's left unattended to, soon he'll start to bloat. Within a few hours, his skin will discolor.
No, he's... And stop, okay? Just stop. He's not dead.
I need you to release the body to me. We'll get him to a funeral home and prepare him for a viewing where you and his friends can say goodbye.
He's not dead! Okay?
Stop it!
Now you're all about science? Where else is science when you can't find a blood to save my life, huh? There is no science here. It's just magic. We need magic. We have to find Bonnie. Bonnie can fix us. Somebody just give me Bonnie!
Elena.
You're not dosing me again, are you?
Poison your best friend once, and suspicion follows you forever. Where are Bonnie and Damon?
We lost Bonnie on the island. Damon stayed back to try and find her.
That's fine. Doesn't he hate her?
He doesn't hate her. I think he actually kind of loves her. You're mean to the people that you care about.
That's some messed up logic.
Damon logic.
Damon logic. Listen, I want you to go somewhere with me.
I can't leave Jeremy.
Elena, there's nothing you can do right now. Okay? Stefan can stay here with him. Come with me. Please.
Here's the thing. I was completely willing to accept the fact that you were one man on a lonely mission to kill old Silas. And then I got boned by my vixen nemesis, Miss Gathered Pierce. And then I start thinking, there's no way this is a coincidence. So, what do you know? Huh? Took you long enough.
Sorry, I had to dig the arrow out of my spine. Thank you for that.
Well, if you want to lead on Captain Pierce, here's your guy.
Touch me how you want. You can't kill me. The Hunter's curse will torment you forever.
It'll be worth it.
He's right. We can't kill him. But that doesn't mean we can't tear him apart. Piece by piece, nerve by nerve. Until the pain is so severe that your brain shuts it off to give you one tiny moment of blessed relief. And then we'll heal you and do it again. And again, and again.
You are creepy.
Thank you.
I was tracking dens of vampires across Colorado. Catherine found me, said she could help me find Silas.
I already knew about the hunters, Mark. Nikia.
How?
But she had someone on the inside. Some werewolf girl. Friends with you, Professor.
Haley. Kyle Lockwood's old friend.
I knew she was shady.
Where'd Catherine find her?
You on it. That's all I know.
Good. Throw him in the well.
Starves to death is not our fault. I'm gonna go find Bonnie.
I've gotta leave him a cure, Damon. I'm gonna find it. I suppose you don't mind. I never wanted Elena to be human again anyway.
I wanted that cure for her because it's what she wanted. You might think I'm afraid to go back, but I'm not. Because I know what she needs. She needs me to bring her best friend home.
Gotta get you home if you're gonna help Silas raise the dead.
I don't understand what I can do.
Well, Silas can't do magic. He was a witch, but after he became immortal, that ended. He can be a witch or a vampire, but never both. That's why I've been teaching you expressions so you can do his work for him.
What? How?
Using the power of three massacres. Each massacre of 12 marks the earth with power. And you can use expression to tap into that power.
Three? You got 36 people killed?
No, I have 24 people killed. 12 humans of the young firm, 12 hybrids. You and I are going to complete the triangle.
Wait, what?
Look, there needs to be another massacre, but it's okay. They're going to come back. It's worth it.
I'm not helping you kill 12 people, Shane.
Wouldn't you? If it meant you could see Jeremy again. Your grams. Everybody you or your friends ever lost. I think you would.
No.
Bonnie?
Jeremy, I can help you. I'll help you. I can help you.
He asked you to help him, didn't he? He needs your help. You can do this, Bonnie. You know you can.
I'll do whatever it takes. I'm bumping the AC. We're not going to be able to leave him in there for much longer.
Yeah, I know.
I've been alive for almost 2 centuries now. You think with the amount of people that I've seen die, it would hurt less each time. Never does.
No. No, it never does. I see this every day. Sometimes I think that denial is the worst part for people like us. Because we know the truth. We can see they're on a collision course with it, and all we can do is brace ourselves for impact.
Did you find her?
I'm still looking.
How is she?
She's losing it, Damon.
We can do what we can to delay things, Jared, but we gotta get Jeremy in a morgue before it gets ugly.
I can't just leave her behind. I can't show up without Bonnie.
I think you have. have to.
At this point, the Steyer bond is probably the only thing that's going to keep Elena together. I can go back to find Bonnie.
I'm on the way.
I could actually hug you right now. Where have you been? How'd you find me?
Shane led the way. He told me what to do, Damon. I know how to bring Jeremy back. You brought me to the Stoner Pit?
I want you to see something.
Vicky.
Remember when Jer was so into my sister?
When her parents died, it was his rebel phase.
I found this after Vic died. It made me smile. And this...
Jeremy and Vicky. Did he do that?
After they found Vic's body, I remember thinking that things didn't feel over. You know, there was no possible way that she could be gone forever. And then she wasn't. My point is, this town, this crazy-ass world we live in, sometimes not being willing to accept that someone's gone is because maybe they're not. At least not completely.
Is it really what you believe?
Yes.
If I compelled you to tell me the truth, is that what you'd say?
I would tell you that it's okay to have hope. Because sometimes that's all that keeps me going.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, Damon found Bonnie. The plane is there waiting for them when they get off the island.
They'll be home in a few hours.
Thank God. Is she okay?
Yeah, he said she's fine.
Listen, Elena, you might have been right. It might be something.
She knows what to do, doesn't she?
Let's just see what she says when she gets home, okay?
Okay, we'll be home soon.
If you're smart, you'll use the cure to kill Silas.
Killing Silas is your supernatural destiny, not mine.
All right, okay. Well, you be careful up there, you know, because he's up there.
Running about.
You sure about that?
You don't believe me? It's in my pack. I found it in the chamber where he lay. They say no one's seen him. No one knows his face. How do you hide from the devil when you don't know what he looks like? Who knows? Maybe I'm him. Mark my words. If you don't use the cure to kill him, it doesn't matter if you're human or vampire. You're doomed.
Look to your last. You've all brought this upon yourselves. May you rot in it!
Taylor,
it's
me. Again. So I was thinking about it, and you probably ditched your phone, which is the smartest thing that you could do. So I don't know when you're going to get this, but things are looking kind of bleak for a minute. I don't know. Maybe they're starting to turn around. So when you get this, call me back, and I'll tell you everything. Thank God. We were so, so worried. I'm okay.
Did you get Stefan out here?
Well, they said that she knows what to do.
Caroline, I need to talk to my brother.
What's wrong? I'll do whatever it takes. Whatever you ask of me, I'll do it.
You will see him again. There's just a few things we have to do first.
It's called an expression triangle. I need to complete it for Silas.
What?
She's out of her mind, Stefan. The nutty professor's got her totally brainwashed.
Bonnie, you can't kill 12 people.
I know, it sounds crazy, but it's the only way to get enough power. To do what?
When Silas was buried by the witch Ketsia, she left him the cure. Two choices. You stay mortal and rot, take the cure, and eventually die in there of old age.
He's been trapped in there for 2,000 years. At some point, wouldn't death by old age have been better?
No, because you see, Ketsia had already won up to him. She knew that he wanted to die so that he could find peace and be reunited with his one true love. So she created the other side as purgatory for all supernatural beings, ensuring that if he died, he'd end up there forever. That's where you come in.
Why me?
Because you, as Cassius' descendant, can make the other side go away.
How?
I mean, the whole flight back home, all she could talk about was how she's the one that could drop the veil between this side and the other side.
Drop the veil? What does that even mean?
What it means is the myth about Silas being able to raise the dead is not just one or some. It's every supernatural being over there.
Once the veil is dropped, the other side doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing separating us. We're all just one.
Three massacres, three hotspots, and the witch spell of the century. Every supernatural being over there is back with vengeance.
I can't do that.
I don't know. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. All the witches, your ancestors, who've been persecuted throughout time, your grands, Jeremy, will all be back. You can do this. You will do this.
Bonnie, you are talking like a crazy person. You are not killing 12 people. And you sure as hell can't invite every monster who has ever died back into this world.
Caroline, I think she knows that.
I can do it. I have the power. We can bring everyone back. Jeremy, Alaric, Vicky. Bonnie, stop it. I'll get it.
Hold it up. I'll get it.
I said, I'll get it. Hello?
Elena? It's April. Young. I was looking for Jeremy. His cell phone keeps going straight to voicemail.
Jeremy can't come to the phone right now. He's not... I'm sorry. He's dead. Time, and I... Oh, my God. I can smell him. How long has he smelled like that?
Hey, talk to me. I can help you.
How are you going to help me? How? Okay, we have to take care of his body. Bring him downstairs.
But we shouldn't...
Just carry him down, please. Where's Bonnie?
We told Matt to take her home. We thought it'd be best.
Okay, I guess we're gonna have to do this the old-fashioned way.
Do what?
Put his body on the couch.
Elena? Elena? You need help finding something?
Got it.
What are you doing?
We need a cover story, right? You think I didn't hear you guys talking earlier?
Well, what are we gonna say? Animal attack? Tumble down the stairs?
No, we burn the house down with him inside of it.
Elena, stop it.
Why? Because you want me to not be in denial? You want me to face the truth? This is the truth, Stefan. I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want these sketches. I don't want this Xbox. Not gonna need his bourbon anymore. Lars not here to drink it. I mean, unless you guys are willing to bring back every supernatural creature on the other side to get him back. Would you? I know you want your drinking buddy back. Would you, Damon? Because I wouldn't. I don't know, I mean, does that make me a bad person? I have no idea. He's not gonna need that anymore.
Elena, stop it! You're scaring me!
What else are we supposed to do with the body, Caroline? I mean, there's no room in the Gilbert family plot. Jenna and John, it's the last spot.
Elena, stop.
There's nothing here for me anymore, Stefan. Every inch of this house is filled with memories of the people that I love that have died. My mom, my dad, Jeremy and Jenna, and Laura, John, and even John. I mean, they're all dead. Everyone is dead. So what am I supposed... I mean, how am I going to... I can't even... There's nothing left for me.
Elena, I need you to calm down.
No, I can't. No. Just make it stop. Please
make it stop.
Damon. I can help you. I want you to let me help you. Turn it off.
What?
No. Just turn it off. And everything will go away. What you have to do is what I want you to do.
Hey, it's me. Look, I hate to leave this on your voicemail, but I think that you need to know. Jeremy's dead, Tyler. I'm so sorry. I thought that you would call and I could tell you, but then you didn't. So just call me when you get this, okay? I need you. There's no way that yesterday was the last time that I'm ever going to see you or talk to you. It can't be, so just call me, Tyler. Please. It's gonna be okay, Matt. You'll see. I'll bring him back.
Get some sleep, huh? I'll talk tomorrow.
Did you tell them?
They don't think I can do it.
No. They're just scared. They're afraid to believe.
Yeah, I've been thinking. You said if I drop the veil to the other side, that the dead will return. But that's only for the supernatural. What about the 12 people that died on the young farm?
They were a necessary sacrifice for the greater good. They've passed on. They found peace. It's all anyone wants. That's all Silas wants. We'll do this together. You and I. We are the beginning.
Wasn't, and you know it. This is the only way she's gonna survive.
We'll help her. Keep an eye on her. When she's ready, I'll use the sire bond and bring her back.
Her humanity, Damon, that was all she had left.
Humanity means nothing when you don't have anyone to care about, Stefan.
She had you.
I watch you stumble. She lost her brother. Out into the night. Not enough. Not this time. The cat calls
your thirsty. Listen, Damon, I know that you and I, we've been through some bad spots lately. Especially when it comes to her.
Yeah, well, guess none of that matters anymore.
I just, I want you to know that,
we can find another cover story.
This is the best one. No one will ask questions.
Look, if you burn down the house,
it'll be gone. What if one day, when this is all over, you want to come home again?
I won't.